You're listening to the Counterculture Mom Show. Our kids are under fire every day with the media and pop culture persuading them to give up their faith and Christian values. Stay tuned now as former Hollywood actress and pop culture expert Tina Griffin helps you counter these messages and safely navigate today's pop culture chaos.
Get your seatbelt on for our next guest. Stan Deo has held above top secret security clearance and worked undercover for the FBI. He was part of an exclusive black project headed by Dr. Edward Teller, specializing in the development of flying saucer technology. He's a computer programmer and senior systems analyst, a research physicist, advanced propulsion engineer for marine, air, and spacecraft, author of 3 books and 6 scientific papers, a partner for Deo Enterprises, which involves website hosting, book publishing, and a distribution company for the last 38 years, and an amateur archaeologist in the Middle East. What has this guy not done? He's also a public lecturer on world events, including the coming global economic collapse, the UFO deception and its real intent, the destruction of America by civil war, followed by foreign invasion, the candidates for Antichrist, and the first beast of Revelation 13. If you've seen any of the last 700 and some odd number episodes in the Counterculture Mom Show, you know exactly why I am jumping out of my seat at the moment to talk to our next guest. This is the Counterculture Mom Show. I'm Tina Griffin. As you can tell, this is going to be a jam-packed episode today. Prepper is the theme of the week. I'm with Stan Deo, managing partner for Deo Enterprises. Stan, where have you been all of my life?
Busy getting stuff done, I guess.
Did you clone yourself? Because you have had the job in the last 4 decades of like 48 people. How is that possible?
I don't know. I just kind of do what comes naturally. What comes up, somebody says, well, where's the Garden of Eden? Okay, I'll see if I can find it. Where's Atlantis? Well, I'll see if I can find it. And then with the anti-gravity stuff, that's another whole lifetime stuff that I did down in Australia.
Stan, since I was in diapers, I've been researching a lot of these projects. When I was 16, placed my faith in the Lord. Then I saw a UFO when I was 12. I'm telling you, there's so many things that you talk about. I wish this episode was about 40 hours long. You graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy, trained
prep school, from the prep school. And
prep school.
I left the regular Air Force Academy in my fourth class year.
Okay.
An argument, regular Air Force and I did, about what they were doing to some of our fellow cadets that they didn't want in because of German, a few other things like that. And so I stood up for them and they terminated me.
Oh my gosh, Stan. Well, you're a warrior. You trained in computer programming, systems analyst, operations at IBM. Then you formed your own Mission Impossible team, solving extremely sensitive, difficult corporate computer problems. Okay, we got to dig right in because there's too many questions I've got for you. You're the perfect person to be on the show this week. It's all I got to say. What is the most important preparation thing that everyone should be doing right now?
Number one is this. There are no atheists in a foxhole. We're approaching a time of civil war and global war. People, it's going to come to your doorstep. So it's important that you think about what you do after you die. Do you live after you die? Well, I know that we do because I had out-of-body experience in 69. And we're real out there. And so the Lord sent me back here to share a lot of things with you folks. And the most important thing is to get yourself right with God. I don't want to sound like a Bible, pounder and that kind of stuff, but this is just real life. And I've lived with this now since 69, being able to see things in the future and all kinds of stuff that the Lord gives me the ability to do. And this is important. Get yourself right with God. I did it after I was an adult and I was running from assassins who were trying to kill me in the Nullarbor Desert in Australia. And when I was pretty sure I was about to die that night, I opened up a Bible that a little lady had put in my hands before I left Adelaide that night. And in there, I just thumbed open where she put a mark, and it's Revelation 13. And so there, I realized I'd been working on a number of things that Revelation 13 was talking about, the numbering and computer system, that kind of stuff. And so I said, well, Lord, look, I haven't talked to you much, but this is me, and I might be going to visit you soon, so I'd like to be on good terms. And Tina, believe me, from about 5 minutes after that, miracles started to happen out there in the desert, and they continued all the way to Perth, where I settled, and thereafter for the rest of my life. So it's real. It does work.
Stan, I have so many questions for you. Okay. People, I don't even know where to start. With the election that just took place and the catastrophic on the verge of civil war, I completely believe that the globalists have been setting that up for years. A lot of people are blowing up our social media, our inboxes, saying, what do we do to prepare? What is the most important thing besides getting right with God? Absolutely. Preparation as far as food, water, like any tips like that that you have for people to get ready, guns, ammo, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, depending upon how far we go into the tribulation period and the limitation on our funds, you know, our cash, we're probably going to see a point here very shortly that we can't use gold and silver. They'll outlaw it, or, and trading in it, you'll be a criminal. The cash is going to disappear in favor of a digital system that will be really kind of hailed as a great advance in human society, because it will allow us to track everybody's money going to and from places. And you can, the argument will be, well, hey, we can stop organized crime. You know, we can see where they're going to cut off their funds and kumbaya, it's great. Unfortunately, it will also give who controls this global digital currency the ability to know what you buy and sell, you know, all the time, all your bills, everything. You won't be able to hide anything as far as your financial wealth. So, okay, if your home is paid for, they'll probably even come after that, because the ground it sits on is probably, you know, not yours, but beneath the soil there. There's a depth limit in every state nearly. If things get really bad, you got to be able to protect yourself, provide food. But if you're in a home in a suburb like we are, you have to realize it. Fairly soon, you may have to jump in your car or put on your knapsack and your travoy and pull your goods with you that you want and go bush, because they're going to take our homes. They're going to take our bank accounts or control them. And this is what you've got to deal with. And you've got to be able to, protect yourself. And for Holly, my wife, I got this pistol here. It's a non-lethal. It's called a Birna gun. Do you know what it is?
I have never seen that before.
Okay, well, this is, let me put it up here like that. What it does is this thing shoots these little plastic balls that are filled with tear gas and stuff to make people cry for about 30 minutes. And you shoot this at who's, afflicting you or whatever. And it just runs on a CO2 cartridge here. So there's no gunpowder or anything like that. You just pull the trigger and bang. And this, when you try to wash it off, the people you hit with it, for 30 minutes or so after that, it will burn like crazy when they try to wash it off with water. So this is a disabling thing to just take it and shoot it right in their chest if there's somebody coming at you. They'll cry for a while. They'll go in a fetal position because it's nasty.
Okay.
But it doesn't kill them.
Okay. And so people tuning into American Family Radio right now or podcast, you don't see me grinning from ear to ear, but I am. What is that gun called again?
It's called a Birna, B-Y-R-N-A. You go to B-Y-R-N-A, Birna.com. And there are a lot of different forms of this. And I think that it's worth everybody getting. I mean, it's probably $300 or $400, I think, like that. But it's you can take it in the grocery store. It's not a weapon that they call a lethal weapon. So
I love that. I have to have you on for a four-part series because there's way too many questions. I love that. That is perfect. We need to have it. I also been reading about the fact that people's homes are on land where the government can still come and confiscate. So it's crazy. I just was doing research on that a couple of weeks ago. I completely agree with everything you said. What do you see in America's immediate future?
All right. I got a bit of help with this. Back in 1996, Holly and I were still in Australia. We came up to visit here in California, looking at earthquakes and things. And in the process, I won't go into it, it takes too long, but I was invited to go to the Hopi Nation, to the second Mesa, by an Indian woman. And so Holly and I were about 100 miles out into the desert there in Flagstaff. And while I was meeting with the people that had invited us, it was the second Mesa, the Shungopapi tribe, I was meeting with the prophecy keeper. And I told him what we were doing, looking at earthquakes and volcanoes on the West Coast and how what was going to happen later on from what we could figure out. And he said, look, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, things are going to happen in the United States. There's going to be a civil war, and it's going to be between fighting factions, but it's not going to be left or right or rich or poor. It's going to be many-sided issues. So everyone will be fighting at each other's throat. Now, he said, China is going to invade. Russia is going to invade by land and by bomb. They're going to bomb a lot of our cities. And one Middle Eastern nation. Now, he didn't tell me Iran, but I'm pretty sure it's Iran. And he said, they're going to virtually collapse the United States, destroy many cities. And then, strangely, they're going to stop and they're going to leave America. They're going to leave entirely. And he didn't know why. And I said, well, when is this going to happen? And he said, soon. And so Holly and I have a joke about Hopi soon. And that was like, you know, 28 years ago that he told me. But now you can see the fabric, you know, starting to form here. President Trump and his cabinet, you know, the people he's appointing are, you know, people you'd like to see there to turn us back into a semi-Christian, Judeo-Christian nation and a nation of morals and things. But the other side is not given up. You know, the left communist type people, and they're going to force a civil war. There's going to be a lot of hurt. You know, people are going to be killed, kidnapped, whatever, by these gangs. You know, the cartels are on the left side. And this is not a matter of, you know, logic on the left side, the Democratic Party. This is a matter of us being attacked over a series of decades by the communists. They have followed a blueprint they always follow, divide and conquer.
Yes.
Now, so we're going to go down, but we're going to go down fighting if we're still here. And I hold out that, you know, that the rapture does occur before they destroy us. You know, at least America anyway. And on that note here, I did a study in some of the Greek on the forecast of the rapture. And there, you know, Jesus said to the church, to the bride, he said, look, I'm going to come for you. I'm going to catch you up to me. Okay. Now he's talking to those living in Babylon, which is pretty much us now. He says, come out of her. Well, people looked at the translation that was in the King James Version, come out of her. So they thought, well, okay, I'll pack my bag and go to Australia or where I'll get out of America. But that's not what this thing said. It said, come up out of her. And you don't say, get out. You say, come out. And that's, he's telling you, I'm going to come for you and I'm going to pull you out. So that's good. But until that time, we have to maintain a presence here to witness to people, to save souls. And I know this sounds, you know, preachy and all that, but that's really what I figure I'm here for, and you as well.
Stan, I love you to pieces. I have like 4 post-it notes filled with stuff I have to cover with you. I'm so thankful God had our paths cross. More with Stan after this short commercial break. Support our sponsors. They allow us to get fantastic people like Stan on the program to share with the lost, to encourage believers, and to get us prepared for the upcoming chaotic future. More with Stan right after this. The culture is coming hard after our kids, so it's imperative we arm them with truth. That's why I love Acts and Facts, a totally free creation science magazine from the Institute for Creation Research. It's packed with jaw-dropping science that lines up with scripture. We're talking dinosaurs, DNA, fossils, astronomy, geology, evidence that points straight to our creator. It's written by real scientists in a way your kids and you can understand. In addition, it talks about all the upcoming events happening at the Discovery Center, including their dinosaur dig each summer in Montana. I've been getting this magazine in my mailbox for years, and we have thoroughly enjoyed it. Get your free subscription now by going to icr.org/Tina and sign up, or just scan the QR code on the screen. That's icr.org/Tina. Once again, this magazine is free, it's faith building, and it will establish a biblical foundation.
Here are 7 signs you may have a parasite. My biggest issue, because I did have parasites, was teeth grinding, skin irritation, and unexplained digestive issues. The other indication that you could have a parasite is eating after 7 p.m. and craving sugar. My name is Kim. I'm the Worm Queen and the inventor of the Parify Kit. Let's go over it. Parify, it's your parasite cleanse. Sustain. It's your candida and your bad bacteria cleanse. Metal Flush. It's your heavy metal detox. Cinnabon. It's your binder. You take Parify and Metal Flush 3 times a day and Sustain 2 times a day. You can take them all together. The kit comes with instructions. Cinnabon is your binder and you take that at night. We have a nut-free option. We ship worldwide. The Parify kit is for ages 3 and up. Use Tina as your 10% discount code. Find it on rogersfood.com.
Stan, fantastic content. I could not agree more with what you just said. Previous episodes, everyone, on this program, we've been talking about the Russian troops that are already here being trained for decades on American soil. China buying up farmland that surround our military bases. There are many, many Chinese troops already here. There are so many more stories I could share with you and evidence-backed content. It would take literally 10 hours to say what you just said is absolutely accurate. And we don't know how long we're going to be in this mix. But I also feel it in my gut, my heart. When I was 10 years old, God told me that he would come back in my time. I would not have a funeral. I honestly think it'll be in the next literal couple of years. And I only shared once on this program what year I think he's coming back. We don't know the day, time, or hour, but I keep asking God, will we know the week? I really believe it's going to be over the Feast of Trumpets, the very next feast that is to be celebrated literally, physically, when the Lord comes back. We're right around the corner with seeing Jesus. What do you see in America's immediate future? I completely agree. I think civil war is absolutely a possibility. Very, very concerning. And yet I can see how the globalists are and have been getting us ripe for that to happen. I am dying to ask you about the Antichrist. Do you think that he is alive and well? Do you think it's a person? I believe it's a person. I also believe he's here. Who are your thoughts? And then I have to share with you my thoughts on that.
Well, I have a link to on my website, which I can show you now.
We have standeo.com. Can you navigate where we can go?
Click on show images on the right. See that YouTube underneath it says show images.
Okay, right here. Got that?
Okay, scroll down to slide 13. Click on the picture. Now, it goes off to the right. Jared Kushner has certain qualities that might fit. Prince bin Salman has darn near everything that we need to call him that. He's a very powerful, very wealthy Middle Eastern man. He's investing his fortunes in things like blockchain and, banks. He's got it. And he and Jared Kushner are like twins, you know. Real bromance between them.
Yes. Now, can you explain to the crowd a little bit of the history with Jared Kushner and his relation to Trump?
Well, Trump is his father-in-law.
Yes.
Jared Kushner came from a family that used to be named Berkowitz when they came out of Europe. And I've traced some of the Berkowitz lineage all the way back to ancient Israel, possibly where the tribe of Dan lived in the northern part of Israel. So he's definitely a young whelp leaping forward like the prophecies predict.
Now, Pope Francis, what are your thoughts about him? Do you think he could be a false prophet? I was thinking false prophet for about 2 decades. What are your thoughts on that?
It's possible. The things that the Pope is doing are obvious, but I think that the papacy will be overthrown from their own membership. You know, just they'll leave and go to a new global religion. The reason I think this is because since 1978, when I first discovered the pamphlets that the Vatican was putting out to annual meetings of the world religion, and they were getting Mohammedans, they were getting Hindus, Christians, Jews, all coming to a global meeting to see if they could work out a religious system for them that would satisfy them all. And it's since 1978 they've been doing it. Now, I'm pretty sure they've got their ducks in line for it. At that point in time, I think the Pope will become, you know, unnecessary. And we know there's going to be a global religion, and it will have the flavor of Islam, because they will behead people that go against this new world order, the Antichrist.
Okay.
But the Antichrist, sorry.
Oh, sorry. I got to throw my 2 cents in there to get your thoughts on this. Beheadings absolutely will be taking place during the 7-year tribulation period. Revelation talks all about that if you place your faith in Jesus, during that 7-year tribulation period, you will lose your head. What's crazy is there's over 1,000 FEMA camps just on American soil alone, and many of them have guillotines on base at those FEMA camps ready in preparation for the beheadings. Do you know anything about that? I've seen footage, I've read documents. I just want your thoughts on that. That's what tells me we're so close.
I haven't physically seen them. I've only seen some of the photographs of those gray coffins and things that, you know, will hold the dead bodies, I guess. But as far as having, you know, prison camps, we could hide them all over this country. You know, if you're the government, you could prevent access to areas in wooded areas or things like that.
Yeah.
Or underground facilities. I mean, our tunnel boring systems can drill tunnels that are like 30 to 45 feet in diameter using some of the German chewing machines that chew holes in rock and stuff.
Yes.
So they could be underground and we would never even know it. We could be standing on top of it.
We're doing a part two. It's unbelievable. Back more with Stan. We're going to go to a short commercial break. Back more to learn about a book you have to get in your hands immediately that his wife wrote. You got to get it. More with Stan right after this. Have you been feeling a little off lately? Many of us have. The crazy thing is you're not sick. You're being poisoned. GMOs, glyphosates, heavy metals, microplastics, nanobots, and graphene oxide in vaccines. These toxins are everywhere. But there is a solution that detoxifies and goes after the root of the problem with all natural ingredients that work at the nano and cellular levels. It's called Masterpiece. This organic formula has two natural ingredients, zeolite and sea plasma, both powerfully structured together. The clinical studies are unmatched and they've got thousands of testimonials with incredible stories. One user said, "Phenomenal product. I've only been taking it for a week and my energy levels are through the roof." To get Masterpiece, just go to masterpiecebyhcs.com. That's Master, P-E-A-C-E, by HCS.com, or click on the link below. Enter code Tina at checkout to get our special pricing. It's literally a dollar a day. Let's ditch the poison.
The public education system is a burning building. But our children don't have to be trapped in the flames of anti-God, anti-American, and anti-freedom agendas. Rescue your children today. My Father's World can help. With a Bible-centered complete curriculum for preschool through high school, My Father's World returns the focus to God, family, community, and patriotism. Join the nearly 250,000 families who have already escaped public education through homeschooling. My Father's World can also help you bring real education reform to your community with a micro school or Christian school. Visit mfwbooks.com/fortina or scan the QR code for more information and get your special offer. That's mfwbooks.com/4Tina for homeschool, micro school, and preschool. My Father's World is your solution.
Stan, you're not going anywhere. Thank you for letting us kidnap you for part two coming up next, everybody. You got to watch it. But before I let you go, your wife wrote a fantastic book and her eyes were wide open, you said, at the age of 14. That's just phenomenal. She wrote the book Dare to Prepare, 5-star. 6th edition is now definitely out there for everybody to grab on Amazon. Get it while you still can. Dare to Prepare. And you can show us that book. I know you had it in your hands there for 2 seconds.
Well, I just want to show you how thick it is. I mean,
it's amazing.
632 pages. And she's got stuff in there from 1989 from FEMA on how to protect your home against fallout from nuclear war. There are 69 chapters here.
Oh, my gosh.
And you need to get it. It'll tell you the things you need, even if you're going to go mobile.
You got to check out part two. Once again, make sure you get Dare to Prepare, 6th edition, on Amazon now. Grab it. My only issue is I'm going to be on page 347 and the rapture is going to happen. But at least I got the first 300 and some odd pages in there. Stan, phenomenal, phenomenal content and history on getting us ready and why we should be ready and be prepared for anything. Watch all 4 episodes, everybody, this week on Prepper Series. Share them with the masses. And if you want to jump on board to help us get this out to more people, please do. We'd love to have you partner with us. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Just click on the pink donate button, top of the page at counterculturemom.com, so we can keep pumping out this content every single week on all of our 40-plus platforms through 2025 and beyond. Hang tight. I'm going to have you back on, buddy, in a matter of minutes.
Have you noticed the ever-alarming 400,000 cell towers that have gone up in the United States alone? How about the electronics that reside in every room of our homes and Wi-Fi that runs 24/7? 5G cell phones are carried in our pockets hours on end. Common complaints are ringing in the ear, sleep deprivation, palpitations, headaches, memory loss, and so much more. Redemption Shield is on the cutting edge of offering products that protect your family from electromagnetic and microwave radiation. From Faraday bags, earthing bed sheets, Wi-Fi router covers, hats, scarves, bed sanctuaries, this will not be going away anytime soon. We will continue to see only faster speeds, 6G, 7G, and more exposure to EMF than any time in our history. Start protecting yourself now. Go to redemptionshield.com and get grounded and shielded today. Use code TINA and save 10%. Redemptionshield.com.
Thanks for joining us for the Counterculture Mom Show with your host, Tina Griffin. For over two decades, Tina has traveled the globe exposing how pop culture is glamorizing harmful behaviors without showing the consequences, and how these messages are wreaking havoc on today's youth. Through radio, TV, podcasts, and our app, Counterculture Ministries is reaching millions every week with a biblically based message for hope for today's teens and their parents. But we can't do that without your faithful prayer and financial investment. If you appreciate the ministry of Tina and Counterculture Ministries, would you prayerfully consider a generous gift right now? We have a donor matching dollar for dollar. You can give securely online by visiting counterculturemom.com or by texting the word donate to the number 55444. That's counterculturemom.com or text the word donate to the number 55444. Every dollar is doubled. If you love this show, you can stay up to date on the latest critical issues affecting your family by catching all of our weekly episodes with resource links, signing up for our e-newsletter, and downloading our Counterculture Mom app, where you get timely pop culture alerts. Visit counterculturemom.com for more details. And be sure to join us next week for another edition of the Counterculture Mom Show with Tina Griffin, where we are rewriting Hollywood's script for our kids.